You're listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
And I'm Harold Mester. It is right here in Milwaukee County, but has an impact around the world. It's the Center for International Health, celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. And it really is a secret to most people in Milwaukee County. And here to explain that tonight are two gentlemen involved in the center. Mark Anderson is the president and CEO. Terrence Cooley, chief of staff for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors, also a board member for the center. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So, Mark, we're going to start with you. What is the Center for International Health? What does it do and how does it play an impact around the world?
Well, first, again, thank you for letting us share a little more about the center so that we're not such a secret to the good people of Milwaukee. The center, as you've said, is an organization that's been around for 25 years, and it was formed basically through the ideas and the thought processes of County Executive Bill O'Donnell. And his desire was that the people of Milwaukee have an ability to have an impact on the health and well-being of people around the world. So the center was created as an opportunity for academic institutions, medical institutions in Milwaukee to provide teaching and training to health professionals around the world in order to try and upgrade the status of peoples around the world through our efforts here from Milwaukee.
And you partner with a number of medical institutions and other organizations to make this happen.
From its inception, the center was an organization that really relied on a consortium of organizations. And currently, the member organizations of the Center for International Health are Milwaukee County, the Medical College of Wisconsin, Children's Hospital and Health System, Frederick Hospital, the Blood Center of Wisconsin, Marquette University, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and GE Healthcare. And while they have not all been full members the entire 25 years, each has brought a very significant set of resources to the center that have really enabled us to do the work that we do around the world. Basically, the academic institutions all allow us to design health education programs that by pulling the faculty from these institutions, we can send faculty to the in-country places where we're working to do health education and training. Almost all of our programs, though, involve an exchange process of some sort. So here in Milwaukee, institutions like Children's Hospital and Frederick Hospital, and indeed still the academic institutions as well, provide a laboratory, if you will, for individuals from other countries to come here and receive very targeted and very focused health training activities.
Now, Milwaukee County really was the founding member of the organization, and the county board continues to play a key role in the operation of the center. And Terry, chief of staff for the board, but 25 years ago, you were one of the county board research analysts that that played a role, and you had your hand in helping to form this organization.
Right. As Mark indicated, former County Executive Bill O'Donnell had the idea for creating the center by sharing our resources with developing countries around the world. That he came up with that idea basically in 1984, and the following year, a project committee was created, chaired by a county supervisor, Terrence Pitts, who was chair of the health committee, and a number of other staff people, including myself. And that committee worked to get things moving so that we could find some funding for this project and move it forward. And it's always good to follow the money. So 25 years ago in 1986, when we really look at the beginning of the center, was when we received a grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development for $425,000. And that, coupled with $100,000 in county money, was the funding that really got the center off the ground. At the time, we were told by a staff person from the U.S. Agency for International Development that the joke around their office was that Milwaukee County was the only local government in the United States that received foreign aid. And in truth, it was actually a fact. We received $425,000 to begin work in a number of developing countries at that time.
You know, Chris Abley and some of the supervisors might want some other foreign aid right now. It might come in handy. I don't know. But well, what are some of the highlights over these last 25 years that the center has worked on? And either one of you can jump in here. You know, because you've had an impact in a number of countries.
Well, if I want to start chronologically, for the first, you know, really big project the center was involved in was probably the Emergency Medical Services program in Poland. And really, back in 1991, the center's activities coincided with Milwaukee County's. And, of course, there at that time, the center was really a part of Milwaukee County. But this was just a couple of years after the Gdansk shipyard protests and the shedding the yoke of communism in Poland. And there was an effort made to see what kind of relationships we could establish with this newfound democracy in Poland. And in 1991, Milwaukee County established a sister city relationship with a city, Białystok, in Poland. And around that same time, the Center for International Health began to look at the possibility of a program in Poland. We looked at some demographic data and in terms of emergency medical services, mortality, morbidity data to see what we could do. In 1991, also, we had a number of physicians, I believe it was seven physicians from Poland, come here to Milwaukee and get some training in emergency medical services. We then, 2 years later, held a workshop in Poland, the center did, for 19 physicians and seven nurses in emergency medical services. Those physicians and nurses in turn trained 540 emergency medical technicians and various staff people in Poland. So, and that's one of the keys to the center over the years has been this train the trainers approach to things. It's how you get the most bang for your buck. Increase exponentially our impact by having people we train be able to go back and train others. We received initially a $780,000 grant from USAID, which ultimately was $2.4 million. We had a what we called a U.S.-Polish Congress in Warsaw in 1995 that we presented some of the results of the program. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend that. It was a great experience. There were some other Eastern European nations that were involved in that as well. And that really touched off really the first, you know, really big project for the center.
Mark, how long have you been involved with the center?
Well, I have been serving as the president of the Center for International Health from the year 2003. But I was actually involved before that with the center when I was the chief operating officer for a number of years at Children's Hospital. I noted a moment ago that we're organized as a consortium of organizations, and one of the unique features of the center is indeed that consortium structure. I served as the board representative from Children's Hospital back in the 1990s, in those period of time that Terry was just alluding to. And presently now, as I said, the unique thing about the center is our consortium structure. Our leadership for the center is really comprised of the senior leadership from those institutions that I noted earlier. It's basically the presidents and the deans of the medical institutions and academic institutions, the presidents of the medical hospitals that are associated with us, and they really help set the stage of allowing us to have the real ability to draw from their organizations the resources that we need to do the work that we do.
So what do you see as the highlights since 2003 and before that in your involvement? I know you've had some things going on in Georgia, Armenia, and other places.
Well, Terry is absolutely correct. Back in the 1990s, the Poland grant that we received from the State Department really did launch in a significant way the efforts of the center. And since that time, we've basically been able to do programs and projects over 50 different types of educational programs for all types of medical and health professions training in over 40 countries around the world. I think, though, there are some very specific areas where we have made a significant difference. You mentioned in the Republic of Georgia and Armenia. We were able in the 1990s through the early 2000-2001 to have an impact in Georgia by helping establish a family medicine and training center in the city of Mosqueda, Georgia. And it stands today as the significant training center in the Republic of Georgia for the training of family medicine physicians and nurses. Annually, over 40 different physicians receive training. About 25 nurses go through that institution, that center for training. And over 40,000 patients are seen. And it was through the efforts of the Center for International Health to bring to bear to create that family development center. But there was also Milwaukee philanthropist involved in that. Dan Meehan, for example, was a local Milwaukee native who really contributed to the resources of the center in order to construct that particular family medicine center in Georgia, and it actually led to the U.S. State Department and the President of Georgia awarding both the center and Mr. Meehan awards for the work that we did in creating those types of facilities. In more recent times, we've been very, very active in the continent of Africa. We've basically partaken in a number of programs. Some of those have been maternal and child health related, working very specifically in countries like Kenya and Zambia, Namibia, to deal with very critical issues that orphans and vulnerable children face. We've conducted HIV/AIDS training programs in Tanzania, in Kenya, in Zambia as well. And those are programs that are funded by the U.S. government, and ones that we also are able to support through some of the in-kind efforts and activities presented to us by our own academic institutions. I think that if you really look at the work that we're doing now, I think it is really safe to say that we've made a significant difference in the lives of women and children in the countries that I mentioned. We are also at the present time in conversations with the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund in Johannesburg, where we'll be working with them as they try and crystallize the plan that they have for the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital to be only the fourth children's hospital in the continent of Africa. And our center has the opportunity to be a real resource to that institution as it forms itself, both from designing itself administratively and its infrastructure, but also drawing upon the clinical resources that we can help bring to bear and really educating the staff that will ultimately staff that new facility and create such a difference in the lives of children in Southern Africa.
We're talking with Mark Anderson from the Center for International Health and Terry Cooley, Chief of Staff for the County Board tonight. You know, as I got to learn more about the center over the last few years, it really does seem like it's unique in this nation. I mean, you're doing important work that may not have otherwise occurred. Is that a correct assumption on my part?
I think we are certainly doing that. And I think, again, the unique feature is our consortium structure. Indeed, there are literally thousands of organizations doing good and wonderful charitable work around the world that very similar to what we're doing. But the unique aspect of what we bring to the table is that we have created through the vision of the county 25 years ago, a consortium structure that really brings together the best of public and private institutions. And it allows us to go out and widen the circle of activities and influence that we can have by bringing together the best of those institutions and then applying it in a way that helps others around the world, but has a very reciprocal type of impact here in our own community. because I think there truly is information that would reveal that any time that medical personnel go abroad to do work, they basically bring back a new perspective to the work that they're doing here in our local markets.
Yeah, and actually I was going to ask Terry about that just as far as the county is concerned. You know, is it a two-way street, and how does the county benefit from these partnerships?
Well, over the years, I think, you know, Mark is exactly right. They learn from us. We learn from them. There's benefit there. I think also there's an old saying about being a prophet without honor in your homeland, and that's Milwaukee County is probably the place where the fewest people know about the Center for International Health, even though it's based here. The further away you get, I mean, in Washington, D.C., they're probably more familiar with it, and certainly in other places in the world. But I think it brings a higher profile to Milwaukee County. It has resulted in economic development, actually, when we have dozens and dozens of trainees here in Milwaukee County that are living here, buying meals, buying groceries, doing other things here during the time of their training. And of course, the most important thing is the sharing of the medical knowledge and resources. I would add to what Mark had said earlier that the consortium idea is the key to the success of the center. And one of the key features of that is we use different consortium members on an as-needed basis. What that means is the Center for International Health as an entity has very low overhead, because there's only Mark and an assistant, basically, and some consultants that come in and do some work that are essentially the structure of the center. It's we pull in the medical college or UWM or Marquette or Children's Hospital on an as-needed basis as we, you know, look at different projects. So that's been an important feature of it as well.
We do need to wrap this up here in a couple minutes, but do you have some things that either of you want to highlight that the center is working on in the coming months and years?
One thing we're finishing up is a grant from Sister Cities that we received, the African Urban Poverty Alleviation Program. And Milwaukee County applied for this and received a $115,000 grant to do some work in our sister city in South Africa, which is our second sister city, which is Buffalo City, South Africa. And we are working on adding on a clinic and as well as working on some water issues there with that money. That's kind of a current project and one that should probably be finishing up next year. And I know there are some other things in the works as well.
I'll go back and re-mention the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital because of what a wonderful opportunity that will be for the people of South Africa to have, and I think we can make a significant impact on that. We are doing more and more activities in countries in Asia as well. We have had, over the last several weeks, a number of people visit us for periods of time from 2 weeks up to 2 months. From China, physicians from China spending time at the medical college or at Children's Hospital doing work in emergency medicine training or in hospital administration training. So I think, again, one of the aspects of the work that we do that we will continue to really capitalize on is the ability to have the exchange process, because that really enables us to create a partnership type and a collaborative arrangement with our in-country counterparts in order to do the work that we do. And it's a very, very unique and wonderful feature of the center and its work that we do.
For people that are listening right now and they want to learn more about the center, where can you send them? You have a website?
We have a website, www.c4ih.org. And we are always happy to take phone calls, and that number is 414-257-6442.
My last question here, I want to wrap this up on more of a personal note, either of you who might want to answer this, but as you look at the impact the center has had on different countries, and some of this involves spending time in those countries, and you get to see how people are positively impacted by this, are there any things that stand out to you that touched you in a particular way in any of the travels, Mark, that you've been involved with, or Terry?
I think actually one of the programs that we did a few years ago that we didn't really comment on here is we had the opportunity to go to the country of Afghanistan and help reestablish an OBGYN training program right after the hostilities ended there in the year 2004 and 5. And I think to go to a hospital in Kabul, the capital, which has literally one of the highest infant and maternal mortality rates in the world, and to be able to see representatives from our institutions here in Milwaukee teaching and training and becoming really the educators to a staff that was just hungry for the knowledge of how to help their own people was really a very powerful thing to watch and see.
I think what impressed me too, Harold, is just the numbers. If you look at since the inception of the center, and Mark had mentioned you know, that we've had 50 different medical-related programs in 40 different countries. We have trained well over 3,000 individuals in those countries, in all of those different medical areas. And again, with a train-the-trainer, that exponentially means thousands of other individuals have been trained. So that's pretty good for a little fledgling organization that started 25 years ago.
Well, congratulations on 25 years.
Thank you for having us
tonight. A lot of great accomplishments, and I'm glad you were able to come on the program tonight. After the break, we will be back with Supervisor Ian Biddle, who has been making waves in his first year on the county board, and he has an idea to get young people involved in county government. You're listening to the October 2nd edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.